Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Lewis and Clark expedition, launched right here in Pittsburgh, helped to open the vast territories of the western half of the United States. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark first met near Pittsburgh during the Whiskey Rebellion in 1794. A decade later, in 1803, just prior to the purchase of Louisiana from Napoleon, President Thomas Jefferson commissioned Lewis and Clark to find a water route to the Pacific, make contact with Indian nations, and identify the vast resources of the American West. Jefferson and Lewis, who were longtime friends and former neighbors in Virginia, recognized that Pittsburgh's thriving boat-building industry and its location at the headwaters of the Ohio River made it the natural gateway to the West and the logical place to begin the journey of discovery. All of the supplies and trade goods for the journey were directed to the strategic Forks of the Ohio. On August 31, 1803, Lewis launched the expedition from the U.S. Wharf at Fort Fayette, the site of today's David L. Lawrence Convention Center. After loading his supplies, Lewis set off in a 55-foot, 10-ton keelboat down the Allegheny River on his way to the Ohio River and eventually the Mississippi River. Lewis set off with a crew of 11 men and a Newfoundland dog named Seaman. At Bruno's Island, about 3 miles away from the point, Lewis demonstrated his new air gun to Dr. Felix Bruno and local dignitaries. The air gun went off accidentally, wounding a woman who was standing nearby. It turned out that she was okay, but Lewis got the men back on the boat and shoved off. After leaving Bruno's Island, the boat became stranded on sandbars before reaching McKee's Rocks. The crew had to unload all of the supplies 3 times before finding deeper water. An inauspicious start for the 8,000-mile journey. 3 years after Meriwether Lewis left Pittsburgh, Lewis and Clark announced their discoveries and a flood of immigrants passed through Pittsburgh, the original gateway to the West.